This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The jury trial begins Monday for former Indian Health Service doctor Stanley Patrick Weber in federal court in Rapid City, South Dakota. Weber is accused of child sexual abuse on the Pine Ridge Reservation in the 1990s to 2011. In September 2018, Weber was convicted of sexually abusing children on the Blackfeet Reservation in Montana. Weber is reportedly appealing his 18-year prison sentence in that case. The trial on his alleged crimes in South Dakota is expected to continue through October 1st. Veterans, tribal leaders, U.S. lawmakers, and the public took part in a groundbreaking ceremony Saturday in Washington, D.C. for the National Native American Veterans Memorial. Congress commissioned the National Museum of the American Indian to build the Veterans Memorial. The museum worked with an advisory committee and sought input from tribal communities. An international competition was held to select design concepts. Cheyenne Arapaho artist Harvey Pratt's Warriors Circle of Honor was picked. Pratt, who's also a veteran, spoke at the groundbreaking.
The timelessness of this memorial is going to fit everybody. It fits our ancestors. It fits us now, and it'll fit us in the future. And that was my dream, that when you come here, that you come and you make your sacrifice here, and you pray for one another, that that power stays here. So when future veterans come, that power, they'll feel that power and that strength, and they'll be comforted. They'll be comforted, and they'll be strengthened, and they'll walk away a better person.
The design, an elevated stainless steel circle, is balanced on a carved stone drum. The memorial is slated to open in November 2020 on Veterans Day. Wild rice has long played a role in the food source and spiritual life of tribes in the Great Lakes region. But as Ben Meyer with WXPR reports, rice beds in northern Wisconsin may be in danger.
Tribal rice chief Pete Magijic III has taken to Rice Lake on the Sacagan Chippewa Reservation in northern Wisconsin since he was 7 years old.
I've been ricing for 48 years.
After pushing his canoe through wild rice beds with a 16-foot pole, he demonstrates how to pick. With a shorter wooden pole, the picker bends the rice plant over the canoe, using a second pole to knock the rice into the canoe.
And gently tap it like that.
That's the thrashing sound you hear as Magijic explains why he loves being here, feeling the spirit of wild rice on the lake.
I don't know, it just talks to me. It's something you feel in your heart. You can't describe it. All you can do is feel it.
Wild rice's spiritual connection comes from tradition. At the canoe landing, Tribal Environmental Director Tina Van Zyl retells the story of how Ojibwe tribes came here hundreds of years ago, guided by a prophecy.
The prophecy told us that we were supposed to go west and find the food that grows on water, and that's where we were meant to be and meant to settle.
But since then, culverts and dams have obstructed the free flow of water, hurting rice beds, says Peter David of the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission.
We know a lot of the beds that once existed here 200 or 300 years ago have been lost. And I think there's a great deal of concern that rice is trending downward in many areas.
Rice Chief Pete Magijic is also concerned. There used to be 7 lakes near the reservation that had wild rice. Now, it's down to Rice Lake itself.
It's the only one that has wild rice right now.
To Tina Van Zyl, the environmental director, a loss of wild rice could mean not only the loss of food, but a loss of culture.
Ojibwe people, I think, are kind of scared that what's going to happen if that were to happen.
For National Native News, I'm Ben Meyer in Forest County, Wisconsin.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by Ramona Farms, offering wholesome and delicious foods from our heirloom crops as our contribution to a better diet for the benefit of all people. We are honored to share our centuries-old farming and culinary traditions online at ramonafarms.com. For Native Americans affected by domestic violence, the Strong Hearts Native Helpline offers peer-to-peer support and resources. It's safe, confidential, and toll-free at 844-7-NATIVE. Program support by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.